This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
You know, there's this whole balance between freaking out over the Yankees and then saying that it's too early. And there is no right answer, because the way that they're playing right now, you are upset. You are annoyed. You are frustrated. And you think that, hell, I mean, if this team keeps playing in the manner that they have, and by the way, what, the Red Sox have won seven straight, and they keep playing like this, and this is who they are, and you know that you feel like injuries are coming, you feel like the staff isn't good enough, and you feel like they get into the postseason and they can't hit. So, I mean, it's not, so when people say it's early, yes, I can't argue that. It is early. But when you're seeing the same things that you have seen in the postseason the last couple of years, that's why fans freak out. It's not, if this team had a track record, if they had just won a World Series or they had gotten to the World Series and they went to the seventh game and it was a great game and you know the team was great and they didn't struggle at all in the regular season the last couple of years, whatever. You'd say, all right, they'll figure it out. But the problem is they essentially brought back the same exact team. The staff isn't as, and by the way, James Paxton out for the year. I don't know if you saw that. So he's got done.
Tommy John surgery, right. But you know he's not pitching for the Yankees anymore.
Obviously, the one
I would say would be Tanaka. You're missing him.
Yeah, I know you're missing him, but I was just saying because okay. James Paxton was someone. Would they bring him back? Would they not bring him back? They decided not to, and then he goes and he's out for the year with the surgery. Obviously, he's not there anymore. But if you take the issues that they have, they get magnified because fans are afraid that this is what the team is going to be when it really counts.
Well, and again, Severino's coming back halfway through the season. So, and I do think Domingo Germán will get better. You know, he hasn't pitched in a long time, so he'll get better too. But yeah, if you had to talk about all the deficiencies that the Yankees are dealing with now, or I would say all the deficiencies that they're dealing with right now, starting pitching's got to be at the top of the list. Timely hitting's got to be second. You know, Gary Sanchez is like a lightning rod no matter what he does. Last night, he gets caught in a rundown and basically kind of diffuses an inning.
Well, think about it. I mean, eighth inning, one out. Aaron Hicks is up, who's got two hits already at that point, maybe even three hits already at that point. And you got the tying run of the plate. You finally fought back. It was 6-0. You got it back to 6-3. And then Gary Sanchez in this situation, of course, just gets caught up.
It's like mind-numbing.
It's pure insanity. And, I mean, that add that to the fact that, you know, they haven't gotten a big hit and Tyone wasn't great. And this is what you got. I mean, it's just as, I mean, just, I mean, what are you doing? Where are you? Where are you, Gary Sanchez? But, no, and the reason why I think that Yankee fans, the anxiety is where it is right now, is also, you know, we're not used to having a full season.
You know? In Gary Sanchez's defense, there was hesitation. Who was it, LeMahieu in front of him? Who was in front of him?
I think it was LeMahieu.
Yeah, he hesitated too. The thing is, I guess if I'm Gary Sanchez, the only thing that I guess you got to think about is, look, I'm Gary Sanchez. I'm not that fast. I'm going to stay close to first base no matter what happens, unless the ball goes really past the catcher and goes all the way to the backstop.
But think about this. So the score, it's 6-3. You got the tying run at the plate.
All the more reason to stay.
Whether you're first, second at that point, it really doesn't matter all that much.
Exactly.
So why are you moving? You know, that's really the thing.
But just to give a little bit of context of what's happening, LeMahieu hesitates too in front of him.
Okay. Well,
the guy can't catch a break, man. Just cannot catch a break. I don't know what it is. And I always believe like you make your own breaks. You know, you make whatever happens
sometimes,
to you. Sometimes,
yeah.
You know, your effort and You know, that's the other thing. You know, earlier in the season, he loafs out of the box on a ball that he hits hard. He thinks it's going to be caught, and it's not. Yeah, you know, it's just like things like that continue to happen to him. And like last night, it continued to happen to him. So I know Yankee fans are going to be frustrated with that, although that's just one play in the body of the game where other players had opportunities and didn't come through either.
So as I mentioned, you know, the Yankees, they move on from a guy like James Paxton. He ends up having Tommy John surgery. The Mets had one lucky situation, but we don't know how it's going to work out. They didn't end up getting George Springer. He's had an oblique and a quad so far. But there are two guys that the Mets moved on from that early on, it's crazy to think about. One is Jed Lowrie. So Jed Lowrie's starting. He's playing every day. What is he, hitting over 300? He had another home run. We didn't know he knew how to play baseball. We saw him for all of what? I mean,
He was here for 2 years.
I know, but he was less than 25 at-bats.
He was supposed to be the Mets' DJ LeMahieu.
Yeah. And now here he is doing what he's doing.
With the A's.
With the A's, starting second baseman, hitting over 300, another home run last night, Jed Lowrie. And the other one is, is this true? That Wilson Ramos, how many home runs do you think Wilson Ramos has?
Three.
I'm pretty sure Wilson Ramos has 6 home runs already. I'm pretty sure he's got 6 home runs.
What about Steven Matz?
He had 2 good starts. Did he start again? He had already started out with 2 good starts up in Toronto. That's...
I want all those guys to do well.
Oh, do
I don't
you?
Really care. Yeah, I don't
do
really
you
care.
Really?
As long as it doesn't.
You want Jed Lowrie? The guy's a thief.
The guy got hurt, man.
There's
nothing
thief.
You can do when you get hurt.
Thievery.
When you are hurt, you are hurt, and that's all there is to it. And
oh, come on. Too much coincidence.
I don't consider an athlete who is hurt thieving.
I consider an athlete who is hurt a thief.
He's not a thief.
Larceny. No. That's what's going on here. You could root for thieves all you want, not me.
You know what? I'm just happy that, you know, Lindor's on this team. He's the Energizer Bunny. Stroman has been the Energizer Bunny his last two outings. You know, that's what teams need. They need that, you know, especially through a 162-game season. And where is that coming from right now with the Yankees?
There's one guy who is a spark plug, but unfortunately, only pitches once every fifth day.
Oh, I thought Rogelio Odor. I thought you that.
Oh, well,
you
yeah,
say.
Yeah. Well, him too. He's a bat flip. No matter what he does, it's a bat flip.
Right.
Realize that?
Yeah, well, he came through twice.
No, I know.
Already.
But ground ball to second, bat flip.
Bat flip, yes.
I don't mind it. I love it. I love that type of stuff. Greg's in New Jersey. What's going on, Greg?
I'm going to be the first to call for Aaron Boone's head.
Oh, congratulations. There we go. So our first one, Al, this season. Mark it down. Where are we? April 14th.
Do you have a replacement in mind?
No. I was thinking about that overnight. Who the heck can we replace? We need somebody that's going to put a fire in the bellies of these players. And the hitting coach, what is this guy doing?
Well, let me tell you, Greg.
If you look at Tampa Bay, when they get up there, they're ready to hit. They're aggressive at the plate. We're sitting there watching balls go down the middle, and we get in 3-2 counts. Big deal. Hit the ball.
Yeah. So, Greg, there is absolutely no way in hell the Yankees fire Aaron Boone during a season, especially after he just had a pacemaker put in on top of it, and the players, the outpouring of emotion for their guy to make sure he was all right. I mean, they love him. Now, part of the reason why Aaron Boone was hired was because he was like the relaxed dude. He wasn't going to, you know, in the dugout, like all anxiety and grinding bats into dust with his hands like Joe Girardi. So there's just no way.
Hey, let's face it. Joe Girardi, you know, got swept in a doubleheader last night.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So that's.
I mean, it's baseball. It's baseball, Susan. You know that?
It is.
They still have 150 games to go.
Anthony in Rockaway. What's going on, Anthony?
Hey, Gio. What's up, Boomer? What's up, guys?
All right, Anthony. What's happening?
Listen, I got a bone to pick with you, Gio.
Oh, with me? Okay.
All right. This whole Jed Lowrie's a thief thing?
He's
come
a
on
thief.
Now. Oh, stop. Come
he
on.
Stole from the Mets, Anthony. Are you a Mets fan?
I'm a huge Mets fan.
You know what, Anthony? You should be offended that this guy came here
I'm
and stole from the organization.
To get surgery. Come on.
Yeah, well, I mean, but it seemed like that he'd come back and then the knee would hurt him again and then he disappeared. I mean, it was just a horrendous signing. Listen, obviously, part of me is being facetious here, Anthony. I understand that he ran into some bad luck, but my God, how do you go from not being able to walk 25 at-bats with an organization for 2 years and then basically being an all-star for the A's?
He's had 2 years of rehab. That's why.
Yeah, well, the Mets were paying him.
Again, I cannot – look, if Aaron Judge pulls an oblique or whatever, I know it's going to be frustrating, but I can't get angry at a guy that gets injured. I just can't. I'm sorry. It's just part of the game.
But you know, this wasn't like he broke his leg. This wasn't Alex Smith. He was one little thing after another, and then he came back, and then he was gone, and then he was back, and then we didn't hear from him for months and months and months. It was not like some sort of massive injury where you're like, all right, I get it.
Sounds like a 30 for 30 for me.
Jed Lowry, yeah. 30 for 30?
Yeah.
There might be one. There might be one.
Think about how lonely his days must have been when he was injured and couldn't play.
Oh, God.
I don't know why you don't understand that.
What is wrong with you?
You know, like I would say, I don't know, let's say you had laryngitis for, a year and a half.
That wouldn't happen.
But I'm just saying, like, I don't think Jed Lowry thought it was going to happen to him. So let's just say you had laryngitis for a year and a half, and you still got paid, but you didn't come to work.
That would not. I would be sitting here saying terrible comparison.
Leaving the company because you're not working because you got laryngitis.
No, I'd be gone. They would never pay him. Never pay him.
No, if he got sick, really sick. Let's say you had like a polyp or something removed from your voice box or something like that. Remember, that's what happened with Sam Weish. He had a polyp removed, and they accidentally cut the vocal cords, and he kind of lost his voice, so therefore he lost his TV job.
I mean, they would make me come in here and have one of those things, like to my throat, one of those things. Mine from the Milton Foreign Company. Like, you're coming in. We're paying you. You're coming in. That's what would happen. I'd be writing stuff down and having somebody read it.
No, they wouldn't.
Get a court stenographer in here.
I mean, like you say that, but they let Al stay home for a year.
He was working, though.
Yeah, but he stayed home.
Okay, but he was working.
You're acting as if they don't have any feelings.
Well,
98% of the company is still home.
Yeah, right.
They have feelings.
Well, they also are afraid of liability issues and all of those things, just like every other company.
What's the liability issue?
Ask them. I'm not the one making the rules.
You're not eating the chicken niblets again, are you?
Boneless buffalo wings, Boomer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
I got my Bitcoin sweatshirt on today because it is going nuts right now. It's almost at $65,000. I think it's because of this Coinbase IPO that is happening today. So all you crypto nerds out there, get ready because it's coming.
It's not because of a Portnoy sex tape?
No, it is not. He was in and out of Bitcoin quick.
Oh, okay.
So he lost out on that. Like he had a meeting with the Winklevoss twins, and then he was in, and then it took a dip around Thanksgiving, and then he was out.
Who's Winklevoss?
Winklevoss twins. You never heard of the Winklevoss twins?
No.
You ever see the Facebook movie, Jerry?
I have not.
Okay, so that's where you would know about the Winklevoss twins, who were actually played by that Armie Hammer, who's a cannibal. So that's who played the Winklevoss twins.
Yeah, Armie Hammer eats people.
Yeah, so the guy who in Hollywood, who's
supposedly
allegedly a cannibal,
played the Winklevoss twins. They're entrepreneurs. They were in on the ground floor of Facebook, and now they are big Bitcoin people.
Bitcoin billionaires, I'm reading.
Bitcoin billionaires, yeah. Winklevoss twins. So, yeah, Coinbase IPO under the name COIN.
You've got to figure, I could be wrong about this, but you've got to figure growing up that there were probably a lot of people that took shots at them because their name was Winklevoss.
Yeah.
And now they're shoving it right in those people's faces.
Oh, yeah.
Billionaires, bitches.
That's right. And we didn't do anything, really.
God.
Sat around, invested in some stuff, trusted some people, and now all of a sudden, here we are. I think they went to Harvard, too, the Winklevoss twins.
Did they?
I believe. So I guess they did something. All right, Jerry, what's going on in sports?
Well, we're brought to you by Wallhour Paint and Design, celebrating 100 years. Visit wallhour.com/100. You've got a Mets doubleheader sweep of the Phillies. They take the first game 4-3, and again, they had the early lead, Dominic Smith with a two-run homer. They wound up giving it away, lost the lead, and they trailed in extra innings. But Pete Alonso came through with a game-tying RBI single with the free runner at second. And then Jonathan Villar, a couple of batters later, the game-winning RBI single. So they get the first one. Luis Rojas impressed by that Villar at bat.
That was an easy at bat. I mean, you have a chase pitch for a splitter against Nerys, and he fell, I think he was 1-2, and he hitting chase. And then he got 2-3-2 until he got his fastball that he drove. So that's
pretty good because you don't know what they're going to do on 3-2. But he drove it to left field, base hit, ball game over. Mets win, Mets win. Tywan Walker 4 1/3 innings, 1 run, 3 hits, 8 strikeouts, and a decision. Obviously, didn't go 5 and took extra innings to win. Then in the second game, how about VR again getting the Mets off and running?
A line drive toward the gap in right center, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. Haseley gets over. Around third, heading home is McNeil. He will score. The throw comes into second. Not in time. It's a double for Jonathan Villar. And the Mets strike first here in game number 2.
Yeah, led 1-0. And with the way Marcus Stroman was pitching, it's all they needed. They would tack on 3 more thanks to Brandon Nimmo. 4-0 your final. And it's a Mets doubleheader sweep. Here was Nimmo, Villar getting us the lead. Huge.
That just kind of, I could feel the dugout kind of take a sigh of relief that we've got a lead, and let's see if we can expand on it.
How about that? A sigh of relief.
He's just so funny sound. He's so happy all the time.
He's so happy all the time. He's a spark plug guy.
He is, without a doubt. I mean, and by the way, everybody on the same page here with Alvarado hitting Conforto on purpose?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
Well, I mean, Dom Smith was screaming at him.
Of course.
You know, and he was like just kind of, you know, shaking him off like, come on, you think I want to hit him at this stage of the game and all that other stuff?
Yeah, you did, because he put his elbow out to win a baseball game.
Yeah, but that was against the Marlins.
Still, though, I'm telling you.
So you're telling me the Phillies are throwing at him because he did what he did against the Marlins?
I think so. Yep. I don't think so.
I'm not so sure he was trying to hit him, but I definitely think he was throwing at him for purpose pitching.
You mean sending a message?
Yeah, I do. I absolutely do.
I think that was frowned upon in Major League Baseball. They didn't like it.
Like an up and in pitch, that kind of thing.
Hey, take this. You want to get hit? Here's 100 miles an hour on your shoulder.
Well,
take
Dom
that.
Smith was yelling at him because it was up around the head. Well, yeah. Dangerous.
It is dangerous.
But then again, that's why he has that kind of helmet he wears, you know, the one that covers his jaw.
That is correct. The one that Giancarlo Stanton has to wear because he actually did break his face.
Yeah.
So Walker was good in the first game. Stroman even better in the second. He went 6, and he looks at the rotation and says, boy, we can pitch.
With our stuff, man, between Petey, Ty, Lucchese, obviously Carrasco and Cindy coming back, and obviously the best pitcher in baseball. I love our guys.
Loves their guys. The Mets over 500, and Petey goes tonight. That's David Peterson, who will take on Zach Wheeler, the former Met. They go at Citi Field. As for the Yankees, now, I heard you guys discussing this play, and so I went back and found it because clearly big part in the game. Yankees fall behind the Blue Jays 6-0. They were trying to fight their way back. Not sure if they would have, but this certainly didn't help.
The pitch gets away, and going to second base is caught is Sanchez, and he gets tagged out. It was a short, wild pitch. Stanton went to third, but Sanchez went to second, and he was trapped. So that's a terrible way to end
all right,
the inning.
All right. So it was Stanton at second base.
Yeah, Stanton.
Not LeMay.
But what the hell are they even moving for anyway? Well, the tying runs at the plate. There's no reason to even, I mean, unless that ball, it's a no-doubter.
I think if he actually just runs, he gets there.
Yeah, maybe, but you got to remember, too.
And the reason he held up was because Stanton held up. That's why. He was running, and then he saw Stanton stop, and then he stopped, and that's what caused it.
And Aaron Boone says you got to have be more heads up than that.
But it's important, obviously, not to run off the guy in front of you. But you just got to be, you know, heads up and in a better position to take advantage of that.
Yeah. I mean, tying run at the plate counts 2-0. There's two outs, and you run yourself out of the inning.
Mm. And now, you know, I'm looking at the replay again. I mean, Stanton doesn't really stop.
He hesitates.
Okay. I mean, that's
fine. He hesitated, man. Come on.
Not enough to have a complete stop and turn around.
How about just stay close to first? Don't even think about running.
I guess. That ball was a good few feet away from the catcher. He could have got there easily, but whatever. It's Gary Sanchez. He screwed up Yankees lose. 7-3 was the final. Rowdy Tellez homered, and Hyun-Jun Ryu, 6 2/3 innings, just 1 run, 4 hits, 7 strikeouts. He gets the win. Series finale this afternoon on The Fan. Corey Kluber, Ross Stripling, the starters. That is a 105 first pitch.
Must-win game. Must-win Wednesday?
Yes.
It's not a must-win.
For the Yankees,
I think it is. I think it's a day game.
Please. Oh, yeah. You got a losing streak.
And then when they reel off 17 out of 18 in May, we're going to be laughing at this start.
What if they don't? This is the catalyst for an extended losing streak?
Jerry, how would you like us to discuss this then? Just like, don't worry about it, everybody. They're going
to
No,
I didn't say
that.
That's not what I said. That is not what I said. You asked the question. Greg asked the question. It's a must-win Wednesday, and that's stupid.
I said yes.
You can be concerned. If it's must-win, then I guess we cancel the season if they lose?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're going to have to. Yeah.
Did you just call G stupid?
No,
not at all.
It's not like you said it was stupid.
No, well.
I said that, yes. The idea that it's a must-win is stupid.
It's a must-win Wednesday.
But it is a must-win Wednesday, Jerry.
Except that it's not.
What the ultimate must win, I guess, is
game seven.
Game seven.
Or an elimination game for one of the teams that is in a playoff series.
Outside of that, there is no must win.
Must win.
Correct.
If I were a Yankee fan, to me, this is a must win Wednesday. I can't take what I'm watching.
Yeah, I'd be really frustrated if they lost again.
Good thing you were at the Ranger Devil game last night, though.
Yeah.
Meantime, where are they now? Nice little segment.
Yeah.
First, we present to you Mr. Ghostman himself, or thief, whatever you want to call him, Jed Lowry, as he was here and, like, never got on the field.
Hit pretty well to left center field. And that baby's gone, and this game is tied.
But this man is unbelievable.
Oh, he was unbelievable when he was here.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well.
The 2-out, 3-run home run by Jed Lowry.
I mean,
amazing. Great player. Come here. Don't get on the field. Go back. Great player.
Yeah, I mean, if he carries this through the rest of the season, it would be even more shocking than this start. But, I mean, this is so far the greatest example of Met snake bitten crap that I've ever seen.
I agree.
Ever. I mean, he was supposed to be our DJ LeMahieu.
Yeah.
He turned out to be our Jacoby Ellsbury. And now he leaves and does this. I mean, it's insanity.
Right. This would be like Ellsbury going back to the Red Sox and all of a sudden hitting 350.
Yeah, exactly. What it's like.
It is amazing. The A's did beat the Diamondbacks 7-5. That was a 3-run homer for Jed Lowry. And then not that this guy was a bad Met by any stretch, but you are right. 6 home runs already, G.
The 1-1. Swinging the fly ball to right. This one's deep. This one's got a chance. Home run number 6 for Wilson Ramos. Wow. Two opposite field shots tonight.
Two of them last night. 5-6. Tigers beat the Astros 8-2. So, yes. And by the way, A.J. Hinch back in Houston, and not last night, the night before was the first game back, and I think he got a nice ovation from the Astros crowd. Also,
what are you going to play next? And Kevin McReynolds comes out of retirement and hits a grand slam.
Give me time. I'll try. Oh, I do have something, but I don't have the highlight. Wilmer Flores, the tie-breaking sack fly and RBI. Giants beat the Reds 7-6 last night. That's true.
That's unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
Did Brody Van Wagenen get hired to do Jeopardy, too?
Like Justin Turner, a grand slam. Dodgers beat the Rockies 7-0. Actually, that's not true. But they did win 7-0. Corey Seager hit a home run, and Trevor Bauer went 7. And the Red Sox have won 7 straight. They beat the Twins 4-2. Yeah, pretty wild. The ex-Mets sprinkled around the league and doing, well, good things.
Jason Bay hit for the cycle.
Now that would be
and
something.
Armando Benitez closed it out.
Nets beat the T-Wolves 127-97. Kevin Durant had 31 points in 27 minutes. He was 11 of 15. Joe Harris had 5 threes. He added 23. Durant happy that they were able to get the game in.
I'm glad the NBA made this game happen and not postpone it. And you know, we come out here for nothing. So I'm glad we finished it off. And
now they go to Philadelphia for a big showdown with the 76ers, both teams 37-17 atop the Eastern Conference.
Now, do you know if Kyrie's playing tonight?
Well, I don't think he made the trip to Minnesota. So unless he's going to drive himself to Philadelphia, I would think not. But I don't know that for sure.
Yeah, how far is that drive?
To Philly from Brooklyn? 2 hours.
Doesn't he live in Jersey, though?
I don't know where he lives.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I'm not like Al. I don't go stalk
athletes and
celebrities. What's that?
It's not like they're playing in Denver. They're playing in Philadelphia.
And maybe he will be there. I don't know. I just know he didn't make the trip to Minnesota.
In other words, there's no update as to whether or not he's playing yet.
None.
I haven't seen it, no.
Okay.
And I will, if I could take the Winklevoss twins out of my search here, I will search Kyrie Irving, and then on Google we'll hit news. Let's see if he's going to be.
Nothing.
Yeah, I didn't see it either, so. We'll see. Maybe we'll find out. What was interesting about yesterday was the NBA announced the Minnesota game, the game in Minnesota, at around, I want to say it was 10:30 in the morning for a 4 o'clock start. So they made that happen very quickly. Maybe Kyrie makes a decision very quickly today. I don't know. But that will be on the fan tonight. The Knicks visit New Orleans tonight. In terms of the Knicks and their playoff race, Celtics won, the Heat lost, Hawks won, and the Pacers lost, so you've got that. And the Rangers shut out the Devils 3-0, a milestone night of sorts.
Oh, good play by Buchnevich, and he scores! Number 20,000 in Rangers franchise history!
And Sam Rosen called them all. MSG, the call.
I mean, does that mean anything?
No, not really. To me, it was more about Shesterkin pitching a shutout and doing it now in what essentially is the race to the playoffs.
Any idea when you were in the building as the 20,000th Ranger goal?
No.
You know who did, though? Sam Rosen.
Yeah, he did.
He did
all over it. Yeah,
he was right on it. Absolutely. So the Rangers pick up
a great breakaway, man. Kreider got into a fight. Effing Kreider. God almighty.
So the Rangers pick up 2 points, but so did the Bruins. They beat the Sabres in a shootout 3-2, so the Rangers remain 4 points behind Boston. Was it 2 games at hand that the Bruins have?
Yep.
And yes, Shesterkin had 27 saves for the shutout win. And James Conner, no longer a Steeler, he goes to the Arizona Cardinals.
All right, very good. Jerry, do you have any update on when you're being back in the studio with us?
2024.
No, seriously.
I don't know.
Has anybody talked about that?
I did email Mr. Olivero about that.
Okay.
And he said we will reevaluate in May because I will be vaccinated at that point.
Okay. I actually inquired yesterday because I set up an appointment to get my vaccine.
Oh, wow.
So I asked when I'm fully vaccinated, and Eddie is already fully vaccinated, and we're tested once a week on top of that.
Yeah.
Still masks.
Still.
Yeah, well, the question is when is Jerry allowed in here, though?
But it'll be the same thing.
Based on that, if he came back and wore a mask, and then you would have to wear a mask because you're, less than 6 feet.
No, everyone has to be a mask.
Okay. Everybody's masked.
Yeah. Hold on a second. But we don't wear masks, and we're in
but
here
together. But you're 6 feet apart.
Oh.
By the way, they're putting school kids 3 feet apart. I mean, nobody knows what the hell's going on anywhere.
No, we don't.
I was getting the vaccine so I wouldn't have to wear a mask, but I guess
that's really the company stance.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Like, this is the company is saying this, or is the CDC saying this?
I think it's company policy.
Saying this? Is the president saying this? Is the governor saying this? Who's saying this?
Fauci said vaccinated people can be hanging out together indoors.
He also said we didn't need masks at all. So who knows?
Listen, I think the company's taking the safe rather than sorry approach, and that's fine.
abundance of caution now.
And I want Jerry in here because it's so weird.
Exactly.
Stepping on each other.
I miss Jerry.
I can look at Jerry. I used to be able to look at Jerry and say, hey, I want to say something. And it's impossible.
I actually told my father the other day because he was asking something. I don't remember what, but it's something about the show. And I said, you would not believe how many days go by that I physically do not see Greg or Boomer.
Yeah. No, I know. It's crazy.
Even though you're 30 feet from me beyond the steel wall.
Yep. No, I know. Because of just the way it works. And then you guys switch it out to warm-up show. And then you're doing an update when we leave the studio. And then our offices are back there. It's insanity.
I can't believe you guys don't have masks on.
Well, that's what I mean. Right. This is what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, so, I don't understand.
There's no
consistency.
You're right. You just make up whatever rule you want for that day. And away we go.
Yeah. It's silly. But I'm hoping Jerry can get back in here.
And by the way, that's exactly what's going on.
Yes.
Everywhere.
I know. No different than, whatever. People do that all the time. Just make up whatever crap they want and move along.
Especially when you're in office. Make it all up.
Very good, Jerry. We'll talk to you next hour.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Russell Wilson and Ciara are hosting a vaccination special that you said, well, if those two are behind it, then I have to be behind it as well?
No, otherwise I would have waited until Sunday night when this airs.
Oh, okay, yeah.
To see if I would get it based on them.
But believe me, as somebody who's been in this world for 27 years, I'm glad they're doing it. The more they do it, the more people they impact, the better it is for everybody in society. That's all.
No, I agree. I'm just using the Al Dukes, like the last two people in the world that could convince Al Dukes to get the vaccine would be Russell Wilson and Ciara. So I'm just having some fun with that. But good. I'm glad everybody's talking about
it. So let me ask you this question.
Yeah?
So the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, they distributed and have injected 6 million people with it.
Okay.
And there have been 6 people that have had blood clot reactions. 6 people out of 6 million that have had blood clot reactions. Now, they've paused that Johnson & Johnson vaccine slightly here now before they start administering it again.
Okay.
So, those 6 people that had these blood clots, I believe, are women between the ages of 18 and 48.
Okay.
But it's only 6 out of 6 million people.
Mm-hmm.
But those 6 people, obviously, 2, I think, have passed away from it, and other 4 may be dealing with other complications. But the numbers tell you that it's safe, but still the significance of those 6 people and the media then running out there with it,
sure,
is making the FDA, CDC, and the government kind of pause and just kind of figure out what's going on here and then get it going again.
Yeah, well, for example, if I were given the option, I would not get that one.
Well, but
I wasn't given the option when I went. I was told it was Pfizer, and I said, okay, great. This is the Dom Perignon of vaccines.
Yeah, the thought process behind that is it's easier just to get one shot as opposed to set yourself up for 2 shots within a 3-week period. So all I can tell you is that no matter what goes on in the world, there's always going to be complications with somebody somewhere along the way in regards to everything. And they're pausing. That doesn't mean they're taking it off the shelf or off the market, but they'll start redistributing it again, I would imagine, relatively soon.
Okay. All right. Very good. Let's go to, is this the Larry in Brooklyn? Like the one who found all our telephone numbers and was calling us at all hours of the night and our family members? Larry, good morning.
Yes, it is.
Oh, hey, Larry, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Larry. How's your health?
I'm still in the hospital rehab for I've been in here for 3 years.
Okay. But you sound pretty good. You sound energetic. It sounds like you're getting better.
Yeah, but I'm excited about the Mets. They're 4-3 now. And they're catching the Phillies. And Craig Colton owes us an apology. How he says it's the same old Mets.
Oh, does he? All right. So we'll reach out to Craig Colton.
Yeah, we will. And just so you know, he's a Yankee fan now, so we don't really worry about him now. Larry is real, true, hardcore, grown up, dyed in the wool Met fans.
And Evan Roberts. Kind of lied to me over the radio.
Did he?
Over 100 million fans because he owes me bobbleheads because for my birthday.
Oh, does he?
And he didn't give me bobbleheads for my birthday.
All right, well, all right, hang in there, Larry. You know what? We'll get Evan on the phone and we'll get this resolved right now. Okay.
And also, he didn't do the podcast with me and Ozzy.
Wow. So he's really lied to you multiple times. All right. You know what we'll do, Larry, is we'll get this rectified for you. Don't hang up, all right? We'll put you on hold. We'll get Evan on the air, and then we'll put the two of you together, and you can figure it out. All right? I think that's the only way to do it. So give Evan a call, Al, please, for me, and get him on the air and tell him that there is a significant issue that we need resolved because we can't be having Evan lie to Larry multiple times and guaranteeing things for him and it not coming through. I mean, I just think that's bobbleheads on his birthday, you know, come through.
I mean, yeah, but you know, you got Craig upsetting Met fans, and now you have Evan, who is a Met fan and maybe the biggest Met fan I know, upsetting Met fans.
Yeah.
That's, what are they doing?
I don't know. It is tough.
You're supposed to connect with the audience, aren't
I know.
You?
I know. So Larry basically saying, Carlton and the Liar. That's where he's going in the afternoons after the Yankee game today between the Nets games. Carlton and the Liar.
I always kind of knew that Craig was a Fugazi Met fan. I kind of knew
Carlton, totally Fugazi.
Yeah.
Fugazi, right?
Carlton and the disingenuous redhead. Mm. Afternoons on the Fan in Odyssey Station.
How many guests did I have today?
No, they don't do guests.
Yeah.
I think they have Rojas today, I believe.
Oh, they do. They do have a guest. So he told you.
And they're only on for a little bit of time, I think.
Again today?
Well, think about it. Yankee
That's right.
Day game.
It's getaway day. That's why he used to love poking fun at Mike Francesa for those days. And now he's living those days.
The getaway day broadcast.
Yes. Evan Hitt sent me right the voicemail.
Oh, he gave you the FU button, huh?
Gave me the button.
Yeah, wow. And you know what was nice last night is that the Mets' second game lasted 2 hours and 30 minutes.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Seven innings.
Isn't that beautiful? Hey, Larry, did you hear that? That Evan Roberts gave Al the FU button on his phone, so he is ignoring us right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. Really bad. This is getting worse.
I feel like we're getting treated like you're getting treated. Yeah. That's not right for any of us.
I just texted him to see if I gave him the hotline direct link.
Ever since Joe left and Evan Roberts switched partners, Evan Roberts
kicked you to the curb.
Yeah, no, yeah. He's changed a lot. He's really changed.
He's not the same guy.
He's got a huge head now, walks around here like he's some star and owns the place.
Right. What word would you use to describe Evan nowadays, Larry?
He changed.
He changed.
Yeah.
Obnoxious, maybe.
Yeah, and the show changed.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's fine. Hold on, Larry. All right. I love the show, so, I mean, I'm...
But it's going to change because, you know, he's working with a different partner.
Right. See, change can be, you know, things can change and things can
go. You got to remember, Evan used to be the lead guy.
Yeah.
No, but it's Evan's connection to the audience that I think Larry's saying is changing.
Yeah. So
no, it has changed.
So Larry, Evan no longer has a connection with the audience?
Yeah, I think Greg and Evan should team up. And I think
I'm going to stop you right there, Larry, because that would be a nightmare for me.
What do you think he was going to say?
I think that he wants me to work with Evan so Evan can get back. And I love Evan, but he's just too much baseball. You told me once you worked with Evan, you said you wanted to kill yourself. Afterwards.
I did, yes. I also worked with Dog one day. For 4 hours. I used to work with Dog on the Westwood One show on Friday nights. That was fine.
Yeah.
Because it was an hour. It was football.
Sure.
And it was easy. It was good. And he did a good job of setting me up and all that other stuff.
Right. Well, we're going to try to get to the bottom of this whole thing with Evan and Larry live on the air. Because this just can't be happening.
We can't have. We're supposed to be the voice of the people, voice of the fan. We're supposed to be in touch with our fans.
We can't let this linger like this. I mean, Larry came to us with a problem.
We got to fix it.
And we are going to fix it for him. So hang there, Larry. All right. Don't hang up. We're going to get this figured out for you. Okay.
No problem.
All right. Very good. It's Larry. Bro,
yes.
I got to make sure Evan's changed. He's guaranteeing things to Larry. He's not giving it to him.
Didn't do a podcast with him.
With him and somebody else. There were bobbleheads that were supposed to be.
We got a couple bobbleheads we could send Larry.
Al. You know what? We have some back here. But these are ones that I think that you want to keep.
And there's a Sam Darnold one in there that's useless now.
Yeah, but we gotta send him a Met one.
Oh. Yeah, there's the Seaver one. You probably want to hang on to that one, right?
Yeah.
Don't you have two of them, though? Isn't there one over there?
Well, yeah, we got a Tom Seaver one here. I'm not sure which one I like better.
Is the Joe and Evan bobblehead, is that still around?
No, there was Larry Sid and Joe bobblehead.
No, but I thought there was a Joe and Evan
bobblehead. Think you would take a Steve Peichel bobblehead?
Hey, Larry, you want a Steve Peichel bobblehead?
Well, I like Jacob DeGrom bobblehead.
You'd like a Jacob DeGrom bobblehead?
The Jacob DeGrom. I've been watching the Jacob DeGrom, Cy Young.
Yeah, no, I understand that one, but that's a very specific request. We're just trying to get you some bobbleheads.
Are you, Larry, are you a Nets basketball fan as well?
Specifically Mets and Yankees.
Okay, well, that's a Judge one is very nice.
Yeah, Judge one's nice.
You want to send that to him?
Well, Evan Roberts promised me Tom Seaver.
Oh, did he?
And Jacob DeGrom.
You know what? I can't promise you those. The Tom Seaver one I'm keeping, Larry.
But you got two of them, though.
I don't care. I'm keeping them.
You keeping both of them?
I'm sending Larry my Tom Seaver bobbleheads. I'm just sorry. I love Larry. Larry's a great guy. He's a great caller. You know, I'll send him a Steve Peichel bobblehead.
All right. So you tell me yes or no on these bobbleheads, Larry. And the ones you say yes to are yours, all right?
Okay.
All right. You ready?
All right.
Billie Jean King. Larry, just say yes.
Larry, just say yes or
yes
no.
Yes or
Larry.
No. We're gonna I'm gonna tell you every bobblehead.
If you don't want
it's
that's
fine. I'm not gonna get on you for it. I'm just gonna go around to tell you the bobbleheads we want in the studio that are available to you. You tell me yes or no, okay?
Okay, no.
No. Okay. Sam Darnold at USC.
It's a possible.
Oh, it's a possible. It's a maybe. Okay. I gave you a yes or no.
That one could be smashed by Evan and Craig later on this week. So,
how about the CC Sabathia Star Wars one?
That one Yankees already sent me. The Yankees already sent me that one.
Oh, the Yankees sent you that one?
Yeah.
All right. So you have that one. So that's also a no. Okay, what do you have over there? That's we have a Dr. J one here, Larry. Dr. J bobblehead.
No.
Okay,
no.
What do you have over there, Boomer? You got the
nothing.
Well, you got the Quinnipiac.
Yeah, but that's Boomer. I'm not getting that one. I'm not giving that one up either.
You're real stingy with these bobbleheads.
Yeah, I mean, like I know Larry a little bit, but not like Evan does.
Okay.
Like Larry and Evan sound like they have a connection and that they've been friends for a long time and that Evan's promising Larry a lot of these things. And now you're kind of dragging me into this.
Well, I want to make
and
Larry
I feel
happy.
Bad. I offered him a Steve Peichel bobblehead.
I want to. This is a great one.
Oh, what's that?
Hey, Larry, a Bob Uesler bobblehead.
That one also maybe.
A maybe. Okay. Maybe. So I'll put that in the maybe column. So Sam Darnold, USC, and Bob Uesler calling Connecticut Sun games. Bob Uesler bobblehead in the maybe column. Yes?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Very good. We'll get Evan on the phone for you sometime before 10 o'clock this morning. So hang in there, Larry. We'll get this whole situation. Hopefully we'll get you your DeGrom and Seaver bobbleheads. All right?
Okay.
All right, very good. That's Larry in Brooklyn. Larry used to show up to all my events back in the day when I was here. I used to do these Buffalo Wild Wings events, and Larry would be at every one of them. And he'd be the first one there, sitting down and taking in the whole scene. So it's good to hear from him.
I have a hard time believing that Evan, because I know Evan.
Do want to hear his
Evan,
side of the story.
Like you know how there's Evan, you know, AJ after Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and then there's Evan, BC before Craig. So there's this thing going on with Evan that, you know, I think the fans out there are having a hard time wrapping their head around.
Bitch, shut your mouth.
See,
in the past, Evan would get right back to me.
Oh yeah.
Now I got sent right to voicemail. No answer to the text message.
Wow, Larry's right. Larry is right. Evan's changed. I don't know. We do have another 2 hours to get this all figured out. But if he doesn't get back to us before the show ends, that's a blatant ignore. I mean, he does have a newborn still and a young son as well. So he's got two kids. He probably takes care of a lot of that stuff in the morning. So we'll give him a break. But if he doesn't get back to us by 10,
We got a major situation.
You know, right I was here. Listening to Sal Acata scream on SNY last night.
Oh, yeah?
Now, is that his house?
I believe it is, yes.
With all the bobbleheads and everything?
Yeah, he is a sick collector.
Oh, he is?
Like, sick in the head about
you
it.
Think
yeah.
he'd want a Steve Peichel bobblehead?
He may. I think it looks like he has never turned down a bobblehead.
Right.
In his entire life. So, yeah, he's got a lot of stuff.
He
there.
Was screaming about something last night. I don't know what it was.
He was screaming on the fan as well when I was driving in. A lot of screaming.
A lot of screaming going on. A
lot of screaming.
I mean, what would he be screaming? He's a Met fan. They won.
He's screaming about his life being over because his wife is about to have their daughter. That's what he was, one of the things he
that's
said.
That's when life begins.
Well, that's but in his mind,
didn't
he
feels.
Didn't
you tell him that?
I have not spoken to him about that. I haven't.
You've told me when you go home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because now you're back to work here and you're doing everything. And,
yeah.
And you get home usually around noon, right?
Sure, yeah.
And Sabrina can't wait to see Daddy.
It's the greatest thing in the world.
Have you told him that?
I have not yet, no.
You should tell him that.
Well, usually when I'm talking to him, he's having some other, you know, career existential crisis I have to get through before we get to the personal life stuff. So we haven't gotten there yet. But... Yeah, so I mean, after my wife gives me 15 problems that happened when I walk in the door, then I get the Sabrina hug. It's great. Okay. It offsets everything.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.